Good day, North Pole. I'm Elf Stacy, and today is December 11th. Your current temperature is negative 19 degrees Celsius. Now and through the next couple days, you should be able to see the Geminid meteor shower considered to be the best of the year. Up to 120 multicolored meteors per hour may be seen in our northern sky, so be sure to take time to look up and enjoy the show. Traffic on South Ice 505 is stalled due to the fact that some reindeer games have overflowed from their normal fields onto the highway. Keep a sharp eye out for reindeer, and if at all possible, find an alternate route into the downtown area. Our listener email today comes from Scoutmaster Elf Terry, who writes, "Dear Elf Stacy, please remind your listeners to support the Elf Scouts by purchasing their Christmas trees from the official Elf Scout lot at the corner of Richard E. Byrd and Main Streets. We're open every day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. After Christmas, call the Elf Scouts to recycle your tree, too. Will do, Elf Terry. Elf Scouts is a great organization, and I'm sure we all want to make sure that it gets as much funding as possible." Now it's time for me to read you Chapter 16 of Santa and the Pigwidgeon, The Race. After the drinking contest, the Pigwidgeon stomped away, and all the pygmies withdrew to ponder the awful fact that their king had lost. Claws waited in the great hall. Patrick Tweedleknees crawled out from under the table.
"Where have you been?" cried Claws.
Tweedleknees lifted the tablecloth. Claws leaned over and saw a half-empty vat of chocolate milk. A hose led from the vat to the urn the Pigwidgeon had drunk from.
"So that was why the urn was always full,"
exclaimed Claws admiringly.
"Precisely," replied the elf. "And now our wits together have twice defeated the Pigwidgeon, and he must lift the curse."
But when the Pigwidgeon returned, he announced there would be still another contest. This time he would race Claws to the end of the rainbow, and the winner would name his own reward. Before Claws could protest, the Pigwidgeon left the castle and raced toward the far distant spot where the rainbow ended. The Pigwidgeon had put on magic boots which could take 100-mile steps, and when Claws had barely started, the Pigwidgeon was halfway there.
"It is useless," moaned Claws.
He leaned against a tree and gasped for breath. At that moment, one of the flying reindeer appeared in the woods. Quietly, Claws approached him and gently rubbed his nose. He climbed on the reindeer's back and whispered softly,
"Fly! Oh, please fly me to the end of the rainbow!"
The reindeer soared into the sky, and in an instant came to the earth at the spot where the rainbow came to an end. Hours later, the Pigwidgeon came panting in. There was Claws sitting on a rock, calmly smoking his pipe.
"What kept you?" inquired Claws pleasantly.
Now the Pigwidgeon was mortified and sunk in gloom. But when they returned to the castle and Claws demanded that all curses be lifted, the Pigwidgeon declared there would be one last contest.
"And how do I know it will be the last?" demanded Claws. "Always you break your word and put me off."
The Pigwidgeon led Claws outdoors to a small round box in the middle of the lake of ice in front of the castle.
"This box holds all my sorcery," said the Pigwidgeon. "All my spells, charms, hoodoo, hexes, curses, incantations, enchantments. And witchcraft. If you can lift the box, it will be yours, and my magic power will pass through you. If you can't lift it, you will turn to stone. Agreed?"
Claws nodded solemnly. The box was very small. Even if it were filled with lead, he was sure he could lift it if only an inch from the ice. While the Pigwidgeon went away to call the pygmies to watch the contest, Patrick Tweedleknees rushed up to Claws.
"It's a trick," he cried. "The box is really the tip of the North Pole. No one on earth could lift it."
"What shall I do?" groaned Claws.
The elf screwed up his face and pulled at his hair and twisted his ears. He was stirring up his wits. At last he growled,
"Go back to the castle and delay things as long as you can."
With that, he dashed away. That's the end of Chapter 16. There is only one chapter left, so be sure to tune in next time for the ending of Santa and the Pigwidgeon. This Elfcast has been brought to you by the Elves and Santa's Letter Office at writtenbysanta.webs.com. Have a good day, North Pole, and happy Bodhi Day to our Buddhist elves.